You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And this week, I'm here to tell you about a star-studded virtual production of The Picture of Dorian Gray. It's based on the novel by Oscar Wilde, and this new digital production reinvents the title character as a smartphone-obsessed influencer in a world where online presence and reality blur. He makes a deal for his social status to never fade, but as his mental health starts to decline and corruption and depravity seep into his world, the true and horrific cost of his actions will soon be made apparent. It stars Finn Whitehead as Dorian Gray, alongside the likes of Alfred Enoch as Harry Wotton, Joanna Lumley as Lady Narborough, Emma MacDonald as Sybil Vane, and Russell Tovey as Basil Hallward, the man who makes the ill-fated deal with Dorian in the first place. It also features Stephen Fry as the interviewer, with the plot developing through key characters retelling their version of events in like a series of filmed interviews alongside dramatised flashbacks, which gives the whole thing a sort of lavish whodunit feel, which is something that I think definitely comes across in the trailer, which I've linked here in the post if you want to take a look for yourself. It started broadcasting online earlier this week and has already got a litany of rave reviews, which more than anything praised the production for bringing Dorian Gray very much into the digital world of the 21st century in a way that really makes sense to the story, but also makes sense to today's society. Like, even the current pandemic is incorporated into the story, with Dorian using his mask to cover his face when the effects of the deal begin to show. So if this sounds like your sort of thing, The Picture of Dorian Gray will be available to watch online until the 31st of March. Tickets cost £12 and are available from pictureofdoriangray.com, which is linked here in the post for you. Once you've booked your ticket, you'll get an email with a link to watch the show, which becomes active at 1 minute past midnight on the date that you've booked and is available then for 48 hours. So plenty of time to watch or indeed rewatch it. Audio description and subtitles are also available too. And it does look like such an interesting production though, and much like I was saying in last week's episode, I think it's been so genuinely fascinating watching the theatre industry adapt shows like this and use the fact that it's being broadcast online fully to the show's advantage in a way that really just wouldn't have happened pre-lockdown. So definitely worth giving The Picture of Dorian Gray a watch before the 31st of March. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. We are heading towards the Easter break at the University of Nottingham, so there won't be any live Showtime shows for the next few weeks, but this Spotlight On podcast will be continuing as normal, so catch each new episode at 7pm every Sunday evening. You can also follow us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to keep up to date on all the latest news. But for now, I'll be back again next Sunday at 7 with another Spotlight On to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the show time must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.